RTE2FM. Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning, everybody. Now, Strictly Ballroom, the musical, so excited, is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre and playing the role of his dreams, and I quote, is Kevin Clifton. Kevin, good morning.
Hiya, how you doing?
Good. Is this really the role of your dreams, or is that just a line I read somewhere?
No, so I saw the Baz Luhrmann film, Strictly Ballroom, when I was 10 years old. And basically, because, you know, growing up as a ballroom dancer, I fell in love with the movie and became totally obsessed with it. And became obsessed with the character of Scott Hastings and basically just wanted to be him. And I turned around to my mum and dad at the time and I said, one day, I've got no doubt about it, they're going to make this into a musical. This is going to be on stage one day and I'm going to play Scott Hastings when I'm growing
wow.
up.
Wow. Now, and there's manifesting to the max, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I just turned 40 in October, so it's been 30 years of manifestation just to finally get to play the role of Scott Hastings. If it had taken any longer, I'd have been playing Scott's dad, I think.
Good on you. Now, listen, for anybody who doesn't know the musical, what is it all about?
So based on Baz Luhrmann's original film, it's the story of Scott Hastings, who's a dancer, doing ballroom dance competitions, but he's bored of the way he's dancing just to win competitions. He doesn't want to dance like everyone else. He wants to express himself in new ways, and he's sort of looking for this thing that's going to sort of set him free, set him on fire, as a creative, as a performer. But he doesn't really know what he's looking for until he meets a girl called Fran, who is also looking to sort of break free of the traditions of her family. And she's sort of a beginner dancer in the dance school, but she's got certain ideas of how she wants to dance. And basically they find everything they're looking for in each other, on the dance floor and off the dance floor. And we've got some of the songs from the original film, like Time After Time, Love mm-hmm. Is In The Air, and we've got a whole batch of new songs that have been written specifically for the musical as well. So, and as you can expect from something created by Baz Luhrmann, it's over the top and flamboyant and all very extra, and all set in Australia.
Wow.
Awesome music, lots of singing and dancing.
Lots of singing and dancing. Now, we know you as a dancer. Have you always been a singer as well?
I've been singing for a long time,
okay.
Yeah. So I was doing musical theatre before I was on Strictly Come Dancing. But then, yeah, kind of 7 years on Strictly, like Strictly kind of took over.
Yeah.
Took over everything. And I didn't have as much chance to do it. So it was always my intention to go back to theatre at some point. But singing and dancing in this.
Good on you.
And
have you done a show?
An
Australian accent, a bit of everything. Have you been to Dublin before with the show?
I'd been very briefly with my own tour a few years ago, but it was literally like a one-nighter. So I didn't really get to experience it that much, if I'm honest. So I'm really looking forward to being there for the week this time.
Amazing, amazing. I have to say, well, you mentioned you turned 40 there, which I can't believe because you look amazing, by the way. So well done. And I hope you didn't lose your mind turning 40 like I did. But how is fatherhood? Congratulations on baby Minnie with Stacey Dooley. But how is that all going? Are you getting any sleep?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so lovely. It's so wicked. I'm looking at her at the moment. Minnie's looking at me like, what are you doing right now? She's just chewing on her fingers after she's just caused chaos all morning.
Ah, yeah, that happens.
But so they're on tour with me at the moment, Stacey and Mins. So, which is amazing.
That's
because,
a lovely thing to be able to do, isn't it?
I get to be with them all day and yeah, but it's just that, you know, then you don't get quite as much sleep as you need.
No sleep.
When they're not with me. I miss them so much, but I also get 8 hours of sleep. And,
yeah.
And if they're not with me, Stacey will say to me, like, look, I really want you to enjoy this. I mean it. Like, do your show, then go back to the hotel and get 8 hours of sleep and enjoy it. Just don't talk about it to me.
Yeah, don't bring it up. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. You mentioned about Strictly Come Dancing being, it does take over. It's, you know, it's a long time to be on a run like that. And you're on it for so many years and you're still a big fan of the show. But do you miss it? Do you miss that lifestyle?
I wouldn't say so. I miss the gang, you
yeah.
know, like I miss being around everyone, all my friends that are on the show, and not just the dancers, but also, you know, everyone that works sort of backstage on the show. It was such a lovely team and such a lovely sort of, you know, they call it being part of the Strictly family. I suppose I miss that. But no, I'm sort of, in terms of being a dancer on the show, I'm really happy with the 7 years that I did. And yeah, it was just I wanted to do more theatre. Like theatre is sort of my first love, really. And some of the opportunities that were coming along, I was thinking, like, if I don't take them now and go and do all this stuff that I want to do, I'm never going to do it. So yeah, it was just time to do other things. But like you said, I'm still a massive fan of the show. I'm still in touch with everyone. I sort of became an obsessive fan of the show once I'd come off it. Yeah, I thought I was going to be a bit more nonchalant, but I found myself watching it on the first series that I wasn't on, and immediately week one, go, oh, how can Craig only give a 3 for that? Like, it was definitely worth overanalyzing it all.
You're one of those.
Yeah, and everyone was saying to me, like, this is what it's like being a fan of the show.
I know, you can't get it out of your system. But lastly, because I know you're very busy, but there was such sad news with the death of Len Goodman, such a gent. And a promoter of dance, a great loss. We're so very sorry to hear that, you know, in the Strictly family. I'm sure it was devastating. What was Len like?
Oh, he was such a legend, and we all looked up to him. I mean, Len's been judging me as a dancer, like, from competition since I was a kid. And he sort of knew my parents when they were dancers and stuff. And then, you know, when I came on Strictly Come Dancing, I spoke to Len as just someone who I really respected. And my first year, I said, have you got any advice for me? And he said to me, Kev, just, like, enjoy yourself on this show. Don't start getting too big for your boots or, you know, feeling like you're a superstar because of it. Because at the end of the day, we're all a bunch of ballroom dancers who have got lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been anything in this moment, but it just happens to be ballroom dancing that everyone wants to watch at this moment on like, primetime telly. And everyone's mm-hmm. become obsessed with ballroom dancing, and we've got lucky. And you know, it's the biggest opportunity that ballroom dancing's ever had. So just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I always took that advice with me. Like just, you know, whenever it was getting tough or you're getting tired or whatever, I always thought, just enjoy it. This is amazing. You know, you could never have dreamed of this when you were a kid. And that was, he always had his feet on the ground, Len. He really got it. And he was just an all-round good egg.
Amazing. Kevin Clifton, thank you so much for joining us. Now, go give Stacey a little break, a little nap or something. And you go look after Minnie for a while. Good luck with the show. We can't wait to see it. And thanks for joining me this morning, OK?
Thanks very much.
Bye, Kevin. Bye. There we go. That is Kevin Clifton. Thank you so much for talking to us there. Strictly Ballroom is at the Borgosh Energy Theatre from the 29th of May to the 3rd of June 2023. You can go and get tickets on their website, and we'll be back right after this. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.